Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Happy Human Club. I'm Soph Mosca. I'm the host of this podcast. And clearly, we have an update or a change, if you will, to the podcast. I guess you wouldn't know if you're just listening on like Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, or Apple Podcast. But I am going to try out adding a video component to my podcast. So, if you guys want to go check it out, if you are listening, I'm just going to be uploading the video recordings of my episodes onto just my normal YouTube channel. But if you are watching on YouTube, hey, this is so fun and different. And it is something that I've kind of been like wanting to do for a while. There's just a lot in general that I want to do with my podcast. And this is one of the things where I just want to like step it up a level. I've had this podcast for like years at this point, and so I just want to see kind of where else like it can take us, you know. But I do have a really fun, kind of different episode. I do episodes like this every once in a while, but not all the time. But I do like doing ones like this, and we'll get into what it is. But I do like doing ones like this once in a while, because I feel like I can engage you guys more. And when I wanted to do this episode, I had the idea that you guys would more so send like voice recordings in rather than just like submissions, like texting it out to me or like DMing it to me. But I didn't realize that you guys couldn't send me voice recordings through like DMs on Instagram. So I'll have to figure out how to do that, because I do want to do like, I want you guys to be able to like put your voices in, and I think that would be really fun. So we'll do that in the future. But before we get further into the episode, just want to quickly plug my social media. So you guys can find me at Soph Mosca on pretty much every social media platform, and except Snapchat is SOPHERRR. I have a Goodreads that's going to be in like the show notes down below. I have a Passes. I have pretty much every platform can think of. So make sure you guys check out the description or like the show notes. I guess description if you're watching, show notes if you're listening. And you guys can find me everywhere else. But I do feel like if you're watching my YouTube or if you're listening to my podcast, you know about my other social media. I feel like these are like my tight-knit people, my people. But I also want to start off this episode with a new segment I want to start kind of bringing into every episode, because additionally, I want to have more guests on. And it's funny because I actually got a couple of DMs literally this week asking if I was going to be having more guests on my podcast ever. And I feel like I don't really ever get questions about that, but all of a sudden I got like two or three. And it's funny you mention that, because that's also something that me and my team are talking about. Something I want to do for this podcast is have more people, more guests on. Also, I just realized I'm not wearing my Aura ring because it's charging and I feel naked. Anyways, but I think this segment will be fun to do with the guests that I bring on. And I think like with the video component too, I think it'll just be fun. And also for you YouTube people, you'll now be getting, if all goes well with this and you guys like it and I feel like it's worth it and everything, you guys will be getting technically a third video every week again, because I'll be still uploading my vlogs Wednesdays and Sundays like I have been forever, but I am going to switch to uploading my podcast on Mondays so that this video can go up on Monday as well. So that'll be fun. You guys will get extra videos, and I also am going to try to be doing weekly podcasts again. The only thing I'm worried about is that I do have a lot of travels coming up, so I have to like prep, but I feel like I can do it. I just have to like plan and like really zone in before I move. Like, what, girl? Before I travel. Yeah. Anyways, the new segment is I want to start every episode with what I'm struggling with this week. So it's kind of like, you know, people on podcasts will do like their highs and lows and whatever. And it's sort of like that, but I just want to talk about like things that I'm struggling with this week. And when I have guests on in the future, they'll also say like things they're struggling with this week, and you'll kind of like get the flow of it as we go. I don't know why I'm like making it seem like it's complicated or complex. Like, it's literally not. But what I'm struggling with this week, let's hop into that. I feel like the biggest thing that I have been struggling with for a while, but I just feel like this week it's been intensified, is missing my friends in Florida. I mean, I knew I was going to, but I guess I didn't realize like how much I was going to. I feel like because when I moved to Tampa, I didn't know anyone, and I essentially had already moved from like away from my best friends because Bree and Maddie live in South Florida. And so when I moved to Tampa, I felt like I had already done the like move and have to make new friends thing, and I did. But being a three hour drive from your best friends versus across the country of freaking like 6 hour flight, like, it's very different. And the whole time I lived in Tampa, I don't think I went more than like 2 or 3 months without seeing Brady. And if you guys are new here, Bree and Maddie are two of my best friends. They're a couple. I call them Brady because it's just easier than saying Bree and Maddie all the time. So welcome, Brady. But like, they would always come up to me, and sometimes I went down to them, and I just still saw them. It didn't really even feel like I was moving away. But now I haven't seen them since my birthday in June. Have I seen them since then? No. Yeah. Since my birthday in June. So it's been a long time. And on top of that, my other friends, you know, my Tampa friends, and of course Lauren in New Hampshire. But I feel like at this point, me and Lauren are like used to being apart. It's just like how our friendship is, because we haven't been living in the same state since pretty much we graduated. Or not the same state, but we haven't been living in the same area literally since we graduated high school, so we're like kind of used to it. But it's still new from my Tampa friends especially, but from Bree and Maddie, and I've just been struggling being away from them. I think also it's kind of like FOMO in a way. Like, I see them doing fun things, and it's like things that I would have been doing with them, and like, I don't know, it's different too with Bree and Maddie because like they're literally dating, but like they'll go do fun things, and like I know that I would have been there if I lived in the area still. And it's like memories that could have been being made that aren't. And it's just like, that's kind of what I was working through with my therapist recently too. It's like, it's hard. Like, yes, we check in with each other. We, like, me and my friends all talk all the time through text and whatever, and once in a while we'll FaceTime. But it's different when you're like able to make new memories with someone versus when you're just like constantly catching up. It's just a very different dynamic, and I wouldn't say I'm like growing apart from them, but it's just like when you're not making new memories and you're not like physically seeing them, it's just like a different type of friendship. And I just miss my friends. Like, I just miss how close I used to be to them, obviously. And just, yeah, I guess overall I've been struggling with finding the motivation to make friends here. I did hang out with some friends this past week, and I have plans to hang out with another new friend in a couple of days, like this weekend. But I just found myself like not really having the motivation to want to make new friends, just because in my mind I was like, but I have my friends and they're amazing friends, and I just don't think I'm going to be able to find someone like them. But I have been working on that with my therapist, and she's been kind of like helping me realize like the friends I make here don't have to live up to the friends I already have, and they don't have to be as good, or they don't have to be as great of friends as I have. Like, I'm very, very lucky to have those friends, but I can't expect that every single friend I'm going to make is going to be like that. And so with that mindset shift, like, just going into hanging out with someone as like, I'm hanging out with them because I feel like hanging out with someone, and maybe they won't be a bratty, you know, maybe they won't be a Kelsey or whatever, but they might still be a friend. And maybe they're the friend I get coffee with, or they're the friend that I don't know, do arts and crafts with, or they're the friend that I like go out with, whatever it is. Like, they don't, not every friend is going to be like a best friend. And I think with that mindset shift of like going into friendship without expectations has been helping, because I don't know, I guess I was just like not wanting to put in the effort to make like a halfway friend. But that's the thing, like, not every friend has to be the well-rounded, like, you can do anything with or nothing with friend. You're just not going to find that with every single person that you come across. And so I've just been trying to like push myself to make friends and like switch that mindset, but also I'm like missing my friends, and it's just hard. And I think that's just like a part of being in your 20s, honestly. Like, I think just so many people feel that way. Making friends as an adult is really hard because you don't have that situational thing. Like, you don't have school where you're like forced into a social situation and you like automatically meet people. You're like, for me, my job is very like self-isolating, and so like I don't have a job where I meet coworkers and things like that. And so I don't know, it's just like, it's hard to make friends when you're not in situations that automatically come with socializing. So that's just what I've been working through and struggling with this week. And I guess also just like missing when it was easy to make friends, like in college. Like, you just make friends, like your roommates or your hallmates or your classmates or someone you're in a club with, or like the part-time job you work, like in college, it's just really easy to make friends. And even if you don't feel like you have like your core people, you just see so many people and talk to so many people on a daily basis that it's not as like lonely and isolating as it is once you're like out of college and you're just sort of like, well, it's kind of just me. And like, I don't know, even just like when I lived in college, I had like a bunch of roommates, and like even just like hearing them around just like satisfied my social desires. But since it's like just me here, it's just like, it's just been hard and tricky. And just making friends as an adult is just like a really weird thing to navigate. So that's just sort of what this week I've been struggling with the most. But now that we got that out of the way, I think we can go ahead and segue into the main part of this episode, which actually kind of goes along with like college and whatever. I asked you guys on Instagram to send me your college horror stories, and I sifted through some of them. I'm gonna read some of them, and we will go through the secondhand embarrassment together. This one, actually, I laughed out loud when I read this one. Someone said, my keys got stuck in my back pocket so badly I had to take my pants off to open the door. I would pay money to see that go down. Like, I want the security footage of that happening, because that is like peak comedy. Like, that is my sense of humor right there. Also, that is 110% something that would happen to me. Like, 100%. No, you know what would happen? My keys would get stuck in my back pocket. I'd be like, oh my God, shit. Like, there's no way to get them out. I have to take my pants off. I would take my pants off, and then they'd like fall out of the back pocket. Like, I guarantee you they weren't actually that stuck, but I like panicked before I knew what to do. That is funny. And I hope for your sake no one was there to see, but if there is video footage, that has got to be the funniest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. That is like peak comedy. That's something that you would see in like a movie that like stars Jim Carrey, you know? Like, that's just like slap happy humor. Someone said, hooking up with a man even though I'm very sure I'm lesbian. I feel as though that is a very shared, common college experience. I find that a lot of people who are gay in one way or another take college as the place to like experiment or like really figure out their sexuality. And so I think I've just heard that happened to so many people. I think one, you're not so sure of yourself, and maybe you're like dealing with a little bit of internalized homophobia. Maybe you're just like curious or like making sure or like whatever. I just feel like college is such an exploratory period. So I feel like a lot of people do that, and it's okay. Like, I think that's just like, that's college. That's like the journey of college, and there's nothing wrong with it ever. Even if you're not in college, like, it doesn't matter what point of your life. Like, I mean, obviously as long as you're like single, but like do what you want. I mean, it's like totally fine. And I feel like that's very common judging from experience. But yeah, that happens. And I understand. I really do. Next one is, got drunk and puked on the homecoming king's khakis. Facebook messaged him and he left me on read. That is trauma for everyone involved. Everyone. First of all, if you guys don't know this about me, am terrified of vomit. I have emetophobia, so I actually experience panic, like physical panic symptoms when dealing with or around or even hearing of vomiting. So if I feel like I'm going to throw up, or if I remember that I'm going to throw up again in my life, or if somebody else throws up, anything like that, sheer panic my whole life. Like, I can bring it back to childhood. I was in elementary school. This girl threw up next to me and I was like sweating and shaking because she threw up next to me. Anyways, this story alone, like, I would probably, if I was the boy that you puked on, I would probably drop out of the school. Like, that's horrifying. But on the other hand, you puked on someone, which is also horrifying. I would be mortified. Because one, I threw up, and two, I threw up on someone. That is so mortifying, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. But this whole story also, like, when I screenshotted this, my first thought was, that sounds like the plot of like a romance novel. Like, you throw up on him, you message him, and he leaves you on read, and then in like 5-10 years you run into him at a coffee shop and he's like, are you the girl that threw up on me? And you're like, oh my God, are you the homecoming king that I threw up on, like, on your khakis? And then you guys would rekindle and fall in love. So, and you'd also find out that the reason he never answered you back is because he was in love with you and always thought you were really cute, but then was embarrassed that you threw up on him because he was embarrassed that he got thrown up on, and you were embarrassed that you threw up on him, but you were also in love with him even back then. You guys figure out that, like, you've been in love forever, and it's like this beautiful romance. That is what that reminds me of. But that's horrifying and very traumatizing. And I'm gonna go to the next story because I don't want to talk about vomit anymore. Next one says, my freshman year roommate moaned in her sleep every night like she was ... finishing ... And I had to start taking sleeping pills every night so I could sleep through it. Like, that makes my toes curl. Like, that gives me the ick so bad. One, because your roommate likely has no idea that she's doing it. And also, it's probably, like, not what you think. Like, she's probably, it's probably some breathing thing that's going on there. But regardless, that is so incredibly awkward. And it's like, how do you tell her? I mean, unless you're like really close with her, then it's like, girl, why do you moan in your sleep? And it's like funny. But if you're not close with her, or if you're like just shy and awkward and don't want to tell her, that is so uncomfortable. And like, then for you, like, I don't know, that's just like, I have like secondhand embarrassment for her, but also for you, I'm like, that is so awkward. I can't imagine, like, I'm thinking about my roommate, Danielle. Hey, Danielle, if you're watching. But we like shared a wall because like we both had the singles in our suite. If I had like heard her every night, I mean, this sounds like you guys shared a room, But if I had like through the wall heard Danielle moaning in her sleep every night, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, I'd be like so uncomfortable. So, I mean, I probably would have told Danielle. So you guys must not be close, which makes it even weirder. That's horrifying. And I hope you no longer have a roommate that moans in their sleep. And I hope, I mean, I hope that girl, I hope someone tells her. Because I think there must be some breathing thing going on there. Unless she's just having really great dreams every night. I feel like some professional should talk to your old roommate though. Something, she needs some sort of assistance with that. Next one is, jumped out of my second story dorm window during COVID lockdown to hook up with a girl. Proud of you. Like, I don't, I mean, okay, not during COVID though. Okay, if we're talking COVID practices, maybe we should reprimand your actions. However, that's funny. And that is so legit and that is so Rizzy. So, proud of you. Like, proud of you. There's literally, I'm glad you're okay. And also, I'm proud of you. Next one is, my freshman year roommate took a huge shit next to the toilet because she was mad at us. That's a lot. That's like, Sigmund Freud would have a field day with that. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's something that, like, a child with real, serious, disorganized attachment would do. That's a lot. I'm like, sorry. That's a lot. Okay, this next submission is a college diabetic story, which I had to include. So let me just like preface with a little about diabetes. So if you're not on a pump and you're doing multiple daily injections, the way it works is you take a long acting insulin, which usually take like a lot of units at one time. And the way it's like chemically formatted is the insulin like disperses throughout the day. And then there's short acting insulin, which you take according to the food you're going to be eating or just like to regulate blood sugar, in addition to the long acting insulin that's like working throughout the day. So you take the long acting insulin once or twice a day, kind of depending, doesn't really matter to the story. Well, kind of. It's a once or twice a day thing, and you take like a large. So, okay. When I was on injections, I would do 17 units of long acting insulin. But when I was eating, I would like for a normal just like meal of like, I don't know, between like 30 and 50 carbs, it'd be somewhere between like 1 and 4 units of insulin. So the difference between how much insulin you take is like very, very different. So now with that information, oh, wait, let me also say this. And then like say my blood sugar's running high through the day, I would give myself like a unit of the fast acting, the short acting insulin. So it's like in your body quicker and it's out your body quicker. And it's more like you kind of like fine tune your blood sugar with it versus the long acting is like you take larger units only once or twice a day and it's like to steadily regulate blood sugar. Anyways, so someone said, we follow each other. I don't know why I'm saying like someone, but when I was drunk for one of the first times in high school, I guess this is a high school story, but I had to include this. When I was drunk for one of the first times in high school, some kid gave me Lantus, passed out. Lantus is a long acting insulin. And then she said, I was passed out and my blood sugar was like 230, which is high for those of you wondering. And I guess everyone was telling the kid not to do anything, but he was like, my best friend has diabetes, I know what to do, and proceeded to give me Lantus. I found out when I was running so low all day long, no matter what I ate. That is so dangerous. Guys, if a diabetic is passed out, never give them insulin. She was just passed out from alcohol, it sounds like. It wasn't even a low blood sugar. But if a diabetic is passed out, the chances of them being passed out because of a low blood sugar is pretty high. Giving them insulin is going to kill them. Like, this girl is lucky that she's okay. Do not give a diabetic insulin when they pass out. Call 911 and then try to give them sugar. Like, I mean, she was passed out drunk, so she didn't really need sugar either. But still, the sugar wouldn't kill her. The low blood sugar that you were going to give her from giving her long-acting insulin. Will, that is crazy and terrifying. That scares me. Like, that's even why, like, oh my God, it's so scary. I hate the worst kinds of people as a diabetic. The worst kinds of people are the people that are like, oh, my grandmother had diabetes. I know what to do. It's like, no, you don't. You literally don't. Terrifying. Even some doctors don't know what to do. Like, it's actually so scary. The next one is, my roommate freshman year was doing everything she could to be me. Every time I dyed my hair a color, she would do the same thing a few weeks later. She would copy the same outfits and poses in my selfies. I said I thought a guy was cute, then she proceeded to befriend him and have sex with him. It was not flattering in any way where she wanted to be like me. Yeah, that's hard. Like, that's a lot. I've known people like that, and also, like, I've known people who have known people like that, and it's, like, really odd because it's, like, they're not necessarily doing anything wrong. And yes, like, copying, like, and jealousy is the highest form of flattery. However, it is difficult because, again, she's not doing anything. I mean, her, like, having sex with the guy that you thought was cute is, like, shitty. But besides that, like, copying your hair and everything is, like, she's not doing anything wrong. But it's still just, like, weird. Like, it's just weird. And those situations are so tricky because it's almost like no matter, like, if you say anything about it at all, you kind of sound like an asshole. Because probably your roommate would, like, deny and be like, no, I'm not. And then it's like, you kind of sound stupid and you kind of sound mean. Or she could be like, well, I just liked your hair color. Then you're like, wow, I'm a dick. Like, she just, like, is inspired by me. But it is, like, to what extent is it, like, okay before it's, like, this is fucking weird. You know what I mean? That, yeah. That's gross and definitely not someone you want to be friends with. But I do think it's because she's probably jealous of you or probably, like, really thinks you're really awesome. So I know it's not flattering, but, like, it is flattering. But I understand where you're coming from because I would be annoyed too. But just know it's, like, it's because she's probably jealous. But I would still be annoyed too. The next one is, my boyfriend's frat became infested with bed bugs and I had to quarantine there for weeks. Weeks is crazy because I guess it must have been a pretty bad infestation. Because fun fact, if you guys didn't know, at one point in my life, I lived in an apartment and I got bed bugs. And oh my gosh, this is, like, traumatizing. But I remember I was laying in bed and I was on my side and I had my phone like this. So, like, picture me like this, right? I'm, like, watching something on my phone. And all of a sudden, in, like, the light that's shining from my phone on the sheets, I see a little crawl by. And at this point, for about, like, a month, I had been getting these really weird bites. They were on, a lot of them were, like, right here on my arms, but then I was getting them, like, up my neck and a couple, like, on my cheeks. And I thought it was, like, an allergy because it was, like, they were, like, decently big, kind of like mosquito bites and, like, pretty itchy. And they were, like, in a line, which I was like, it must be like a rash because, like, the line was weird. Turns out, I guess bed bugs, like, usually bite in a row. But I was having these bites for a while and then the bug crawled by and immediately I was like, I sat up. I was like, oh, no, 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 no. And I was like, oh my God, I think that we have bed bugs. And I picked up the fitted sheet and all underneath the fitted sheet were just bed bugs. Oh my God, it was actually disturbing. And I did the worst possible thing you can do when you have bed bugs. I went and I slept on the couch, which is not, unfortunately, when you have bed bugs, you're supposed to stay sleeping with them because if you go and sleep in a different room or different bed that's not infested, they will follow you there. Like, they want the scent, like, they want your blood, like, they want you. So they'll follow you in there and then it spreads the infestation. Luckily, I didn't spread the infestation. I was able to get rid of it with, like, one or two sprays from the exterminator and it wasn't bad at all. However, if this is, like, a whole frat house infested, that I can't even imagine. Especially, like, I don't think my infestation was bad at all. And, like, immediately I put everything in plastic bags. Like, I immediately took action. And so we're talking some frat house. It probably lingered for a while. So I can only imagine how bad it is. That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's a doozy for sure.
Okay, this is another puking story, which I'm just like, I'm so glad I didn't have any of these in college because they seem pretty common. But this person said, okay, so this is actually my sister's story, but she has a dorm roommate who is constantly being weird and stands up out of nowhere and just stares into her room or just stands in the dark. But apparently there was this one time she comes home late at like 3 a.m, puking in the corner of her room naked. We believe she is possessed, but who knows? I don't even have anything to say. That's like scary. I'd be like, what in the world are you doing? That's kind of spooky. Someone said, my horror story is rushing for a sorority at Michigan State. So degrading, truly. I can't even imagine. I never did sororities or anything. I think my college had them, but they weren't like how they are like at big, big colleges. And I never had any interest personally, but they seem so scary. They just seem like high school on crack in the way of like judgment. I don't know. I mean, I know people love sorority and like they end up meeting like their lifelong friends. So I know it's not all bad. Like I'm sure it can be really good, but I just feel like you hear so many scary stories from sororities. And I personally don't think I would have the confidence or like the self-love to make it through rushing a sorority. I don't even understand it, but it just seems like I would just lose any ounce of self-esteem that is in my body. I really do. Like, God bless anyone who has ever rushed a sorority. Last one I'm going to read is, I had a roommate that I had to remind to wash her hands every time she used the bathroom. That, you know, college really shows you how much a person was taught as a child. You know, you really see what they were expected to do. I learned a lot about a lot of different people in college and the things that they did or didn't do. You're just kind of like, what? Especially like something like that, like washing your hands after going to the bathroom. Just rinse them. Just give them a little scrub. Like, why are you not? Like, you know, like there's a reason to do it. What is your reason not to do it? Like, what is your reason? But I feel like I hear things like that all the time. People are like, oh, my roommate never cleaned up their food, or they left moldy food in the fridge, or my roommate never washed their sheets. And it's like, clearly they were not taught that they had to do that as a kid. But some things that people were not taught, or at least not held like accountable to do, or were not expected to do, it's alarming, some of the things that, yeah, are people who like go to college and they have like absolutely no idea how to cook a basic meal at all. It's interesting to see how people are without the assistance of their parents for the first time, or not necessarily parents, assistance of their guardian. It's interesting to see for sure. So that's an interesting one. But that was fun. I feel like I am glad that college is over because that was a lot. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and let me know what you think about having a video component and if you like it, because I think this is fun and I think it'll be fun too when I have guests, just like, you know, we can like sit side by side, whatever. But anyways, I love you guys. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you guys follow me on all of my other social media. It's always linked down below. And with all that being said, I will talk to and see you guys so super soon in the next episode. Bye.